Hi, and welcome to Life Lesson Stories for Kids, brought to you by the Maverick Minister Podcasts. I'm Mike Davis.
And I'm Grace Smith, and we love to tell stories.
Yes, we do, and we have a lot of stories to tell. Some of them are happy.
Some of them are kind of sad.
Some are a lot of fun.
But none of them is boring, and all of them talk about things and ideas that would be great for you to hear.
Especially if you're a kid, a teenager, a young person, or a grown-up who's young at heart.
So get comfortable.
Because the story of Stubby the Vengeful Crab is about to begin. Once on a beach by a great ocean, there lived a blue crab whose name was Stubby. He was named Stubby because one of his 8 walking legs was quite a bit shorter than the others. When he was a small young crab, Stubby had been accidentally stepped on by a little girl and one of his legs had been broken off. Now, if crabs lose a leg or even a pincher, the lost limb can regrow over time. And while Stubby's leg did regrow, the new one was considerably shorter than the others. This caused him to walk with an odd limp and not be able to run very fast on land, which is why his name became Stubby.
When he was a little crab, all the other little crabs used to make fun of him, pick on him, and tease him about his short leg. They were never friendly with him and did not let him play in their crab games. So Stubby became a vengeful crab. He was always angry, especially with humans, because of what happened. As he grew older, he became a cruel, mean, bitter crab who spent every day devising ways to get his revenge on any human who came to swim, play in the sand, or lay out in the sunshine on his beach. He did this by sneaking up and pinching them as hard as he could with his strong claws. For Stubby, this was payback for the pain and suffering he was still enduring because of his short leg.
Since neither of his swimming legs had been hurt, Stubby was particularly good at pinching a person who was swimming in the ocean. He would shrewdly swim up behind him or her and pinch as hard as he could on a foot or lower leg. He picked a foot or leg so he was always far away from the person's hands and arms. This way, the person couldn't swat him in the water or grab hold of him, and after Stubby had caused as much pain as possible, he would let go and swim quickly away.
When a human was on the beach, Stubby would dig a small hole, called a burrow, in the sand very near the water. From there, he could hide until someone came close to play in the sand or lay in the sunshine. Then, when the person sat down or lay down on a towel near him, Stubby would carefully watch until he or she was occupied with playing, digging in the sand, or resting with eyes closed. Next, he would cautiously sneak up, either behind or near the feet of the person, and without warning, quickly reach out and pinch with all his might on a toe, foot, or backside, and then run as fast as his short leg would allow into the water and disappear before that person could get to him.
Over time, because of his attacks, Stubby developed a very negative reputation among the people who visited the beach. They named him Claws the Vicious Pincher, and several of the ones who lived near the beach decided he had to go so the beach could be safe.
Finally, several of them had a meeting to decide what to do with this awful crab. One man said,
"This crab is a menace and has caused a lot of trouble. We've got to find a way to get rid of it right now."
A woman went on,
"That's right. Why, that thing pinched me on my big toe and it took days before my toe stopped hurting. It's dangerous."
Then one person after another told stories about how Stubby had attacked them, or someone they knew, and caused all kinds of pain and suffering.
Finally, the mayor of the beach town stood up and said,
"So, it sounds like we're all in agreement. We must rid ourselves of this treacherous crab. But how are we going to get rid of it?"
"We need Old Charlie the Crabber,"
said one woman in the crowd.
And someone else said,
"Yeah, Old Charlie's been catching crabs around here for years. He'll know how to rid our beach of that vicious pincher." So the mayor called Charlie the Crabber, and Charlie agreed to take on the job of getting rid of Claus the vicious pincher, also known as Stubby. The first thing Charlie did was set several crab traps in the water around different areas of the beach. The traps were meant to lure Stubby inside with some tasty crab treats and then close so he couldn't get back out.
But Stubby was far too smart for Charlie's traps, and while the crabber caught some of Stubby's neighbors and relatives, he always just threw them back in the water because none of them had a leg that was shorter than the others. So none of them could possibly be Claus the vicious pincher.
Next, Charlie decided to recruit some volunteers. The first of them was to pretend to be playing in the sand or sunbathing near the water, and the second was to stand close by with a large bucket. The plan was that when Claus the vicious pincher came out to attack the first volunteer, the second would be standing by to drop the bucket over him as he was moving in for a pinch.
But Stubby was too smart for that plan, too, and it didn't work any better than the crab traps. He knew not to go near more than one person at a time on the beach, so Stubby continued his attacks.
One day, as Stubby was hiding in a new burrow he had made near the water, he noticed a little girl with a sand bucket and shovel, and her mother had set up an umbrella, a blanket, and a beach chair not far from his hiding place. The mother was sitting in the beach chair under the umbrella reading a book, while the little girl was starting to build a sandcastle with her bucket and shovel right next to Stubby's burrow. He couldn't resist thinking about how good it was going to be to pinch the little girl, since it was a little girl who stepped on him and broke off his leg.
So Stubby waited and watched carefully until he was sure the mother was completely relaxed in her chair and only paying attention to her reading. Then he very quietly and carefully slipped out of his hiding place and crept up behind the little girl. Just as he was reaching out with his claw to pinch her, everything around him went black. Immediately he heard a man say,
"Aha! I got ya, Claus the vicious pincher!"
The man was Charlie the Crabber, and he'd been hiding behind Stubby's burrow for some time, waiting for him to come out and pinch the little girl. When he finally started moving toward her, Charlie followed him quietly with a large bucket. Just as Stubby was about to attack, Charlie quickly dropped the open end of the bucket over him, slid a flat piece of plastic under it, and flipped the bucket over so Stubby couldn't dig into the sand and get away.
After the bucket was flipped over and the top removed, Stubby looked up from the bottom of it and realized the sides of the bucket were very high and he was trapped with no way out. Since all this happened right next to the mother and the little girl, the mother quickly sat up in her beach chair, looked at Charlie and asked,
"What are you doing? You nearly dropped that bucket on my daughter."
Charlie replied, "I'm sorry if I scared you or your little girl, Mom. But in this bucket is a notorious and dangerous crab. He's called Claus the Vicious Pincher, and he was about to pinch your little girl. I've been trying to catch him for weeks and make our beach safe again for people like you to come here and enjoy."
The mother got up from her beach chair and walked over to the bucket.
After peering into it and looking at Stubby for a minute or two, she turned to Charlie and said,
"Well, he doesn't look very dangerous to me." Charlie replied,
"He may not look dangerous, but I'm telling you, this is one treacherous critter, and it tries to hurt any man, woman, or child that comes onto this beach. Yes, Mum, the crab is a menace, and I'm finally gonna get rid of it."
The mother asked,
"So what are you going to do with it?"
"I think I'm gonna make crab cakes out of it,"
Charlie replied with a self-satisfied smile.
At this, the little girl cried out,
"Oh, no, no, you can't do that. That's mean and awful. No, 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 Mom. You have to save the crab. You have to."
The little girl began to get up from where she was sitting on a towel, but she struggled and dropped back down onto the sand. Her mother said,
"Sir, please don't do anything to this crab until I help my daughter get up and bring her over here." Charlie looked perturbed and said,
"I'll stand right here till you do what you need to do for your little girl. But just know, this mean crab who was about to pinch your daughter is gonna go."
The mother went back to her beach blanket and picked up a child-sized crutch, carried it to where her daughter was sitting, and helped her stand up.
Charlie noticed that the little girl's left leg was badly deformed. But with the help of her crutch and her mother, the little girl crossed the soft sand over to Charlie and the bucket where Stubby was being held captive.
When she got there, Charlie sadly said,
"Oh, I'm so sorry about your leg, young lady."
Her mother responded,
"She was hurt a few years ago in an automobile accident."
Charlie was about to speak again when the little girl interrupted him and said,
"Sir, you can't kill this crab. You just can't."
"I'm sorry, I truly am, but I have to. You just don't know how dangerous this thing is. Why, if I hadn't dropped that bucket over it when I did, you'd be in a world of hurtin' right now."
"Maybe so,"
the little girl said in a firm tone of voice.
"But you don't understand what it's like to have a disability." Charlie looked shocked and said,
"What's that got to do with this mean old crab?"
the girl said.
"First of all, the crab is not a that or an it. The crab is a he. He has bright blue claws, not red ones, and that means he is a male crab. And not only that, he's a lot like me."
"What do you mean he's a lot like you?"
her mother asked in a surprised voice.
"He's a lot like me because he has a damaged leg. Mom, don't you remember what I was like right after the car accident? I was so angry with everyone and everything because I couldn't walk, run, or play like other kids. I thought life was unfair, and I took out my anger and my pain on you, Dad, and anyone else by being mean and hateful. All I could think about was getting even by making all of you hurt and suffer just like me."
The girl limped over to the bucket, pointed down at Stubby in the bottom of it, and said,
"He's like me because he's hurting, angry, and doing the same things I did because he can't walk, run, and play the way other crabs can."
The mother looked at her daughter, then at Stubby, and turned to Charlie and said,
"Sir, my daughter could be right about this. Are you sure that letting the crab go isn't the right thing to do?" But Charlie responded,
"I'm sorry, Mom, but if I let him go, he'll just go on pinching and hurting a lot more people. He is a menace, and I'm going to get rid of him once and for all."
The little girl turned to the bucket, looked down at Stubby, and said,
"Mr. Crab, I understand how you feel and why you're so angry and want to hurt all of us. I felt that way too, but when I hurt other people, it didn't make me feel any better. In fact, it only made me feel bad and made things worse for me."
Now, most people don't realize it, but nearly all animals, especially crabs, can understand human beings when they talk to them. And as the girl was speaking to Stubby, he listened very carefully to everything she said. The little girl went on,
"Now, let me ask you something, Mr. Crab. Has being mean, angry, and vengeful ever made you feel any better about your leg? Or has it made the things you can't do very well because of it work any better? And has hurting others made you feel better about yourself? Helped you make friends or enjoy anything positive and happy? I know, and you know, it hasn't. But I also know that if you let go of your bad feelings and stop trying to get even with people because of what happened to you, you can feel better and you can make your life better. I know because that's what I finally did, and it made all the difference for me."
Stubby looked away from the girl and thought to himself,
"It's true. I don't have any crab friends. All I talk about to my crab family is pinching humans, and they, like every other crab, don't want to hear it or even be around me. And the humans, they just want to turn me into crab cakes. Maybe this little girl is right. Maybe if I do let go of being angry and trying to get even, things might get better. Honestly, I'm beginning to feel a little better right now just thinking about it."
So Stubby looked up at the little girl, sat back on his rear legs in the bottom of the bucket. Then he lifted his pincher claw, and with the pincher closed tightly, he began waving it at her. Charlie immediately said,
"You see what I mean? Why, even from the bottom of a bucket, that vicious old crab is still trying to reach up and pinch her. He's a menace, a nuisance, and a danger to the community."
But the girl quickly replied,
"You are completely wrong, sir. He isn't trying to pinch me. He's waving his claw to let me know that he agrees with what I just said, and he wants to be my friend. I'm sure he's trying to tell me he's sorry for the bad things he's been doing and wants to change his ways.
Immediately, Stubby started tapping his claw on the side of the bucket and waving it faster.
You see?
Cried the girl as she pointed at Stubby in the bucket.
He's...
But her mother interrupted her and said,
Honey, I know you feel strongly about this crab, but I'm afraid I have to agree with Charlie. I'm not sure it'd be safe to let him go, and I just don't feel right about taking the chance and having him hurt more people. Well, I'll prove it to you,
the girl said, and she reached her hand with palm open down into the bucket right in front of Stubby.
Her mother and Charlie yelled out for her to stop, and then they gasped in horror.
But when her hand reached the bottom of the bucket, Stubby kept his pincher closed and very gently and carefully crawled into her palm. Then she lifted him out and held him tenderly in both hands.
I told you,
she said as she held Stubby.
He's changed, and he doesn't want to pinch me or anyone else anymore.
Stubby waved his closed pincher claw again, and the girl smiled. Her mother and Charlie could only watch in astonishment as the little girl picked up her crutch and limped her way down to the edge of the water with Stubby in the palm of her hand.
When she reached the water, she leaned over and let Stubby crawl from her palm onto the wet sand. He turned to her, waved his claw once more, and using his pincher, drew a small heart in the wet sand. The little girl took her crutch and drew a heart in the sand as well.
Then, as Stubby slipped into the waves, they both waved at each other one more time. Have you ever been really angry with someone who caused you to feel bad by hurting your feelings, hurting you physically, or doing something, even if it wasn't on purpose, that made you want to get even with him or her? Well, I think almost all of us have felt that way at one time or another, and it's not a great feeling. The word that best describes that feeling is vengeful. When someone is being vengeful, it basically means he or she is thinking about what caused the pain and anger, and thinking that getting even will make him or her feel better.
That's how Stubby the Crab in our story felt, and why he was pinching people. But pinching people never made Stubby feel any better. It only made him angrier and more vengeful because he couldn't stop thinking about anything except what had happened to his leg. The biggest problem with being vengeful is that it's hard to have friends when you're always angry and negative.
What Stubby learned was that letting go of his anger and forgiving the person who hurt his leg was the only thing that made him feel better. And after he began to do that, the little girl he was about to pinch became his very first friend. Stubby learned how to forgive, which means he learned how to let go of bad feelings and memories so he could move forward and be happy.
So, if you have some bad memories and angry feelings that are holding you back from being a happy and friendly person, you might want to consider forgiving what's in the past and moving forward into a more positive and enjoyable future. It's a lot better than being vengeful.
We hope you enjoyed this story, and we look forward to sharing a whole lot more stories with you in upcoming episodes.
You know, the best way to live each and every day is to let go of negative feelings and concentrate on building friendships and positive relationships with the people in your life.
So whenever you're angry and you feel like getting even with someone who has wronged you, just remember what Stubby learned about forgiving and try it yourself.
Thanks for listening.